Good work. They have many streets named after things.
Yeah, Mexico City.
Yeah, I can't remember meeting.
Yes.
We have many tanks of flowers.
There's a few paradoxes, alright, but anyway, I asked the same question to my Tibetan teacher, and because he was putting down everybody else and calling everybody else except his philosophy heretics. So then I asked him, now this experience that all these different people say that they have achieved, you know, I says, is it substantially different or not?
Achieved,
you know, have seen. And then he started to say, well, if they believe in an external God or something like that, then it is heretical. But nevertheless, professors, in the writings of, say, Meister Eckhart or the different mystics, they all seem to describe their experience in pretty much similar terms. So I asked him, does this mean that the experience is different or not? So then he finally says, well, he didn't say it directly, but what he said is that if you want to get the experience of touching something to find out what hot it is, says it may have different motive. Like some people may do it because it's pretty, some out of curiosity or different motive. In other words, he admitted that the experience finally was the same, even though the approach was different.
Opposing the premise, But if you are opposing something else, how does an experience exist? Because it is fire, you'll experience each other.
We're approaching
in India, though it is different. Then how will you experience each other?
What are we approaching? What are we approaching?
Approaching Krishna, the absolute. We have got Krishna's thought, we have Krishna's name, we have Krishna's address. That's time. It's like you know me, I know you. You have a form, you have a form. I know your quality, you know my quality. Therefore you know each other. But the approach is quiet. Then how the approach is the same. There must be something telling you that the approach is.
Well, I know your philosophy because I was very intimately involved with it, but I still believe that you may have a different style, and you may call it Krishna consciousness, or you may call it nirvana. But I think that ultimately it's... How is it that I cannot explain my
position?
Well, it's the ultimate state of consciousness. Etymologically it means no wind. No wind. The root of the word, I believe, means no wind. There's no wind.
No. There are many meanings. But the environment means just like there is there, as you
can see. That's not the way I understand it. That's not the way I understand it.
But it isn't many explaining it. The environment. The environment means there is land.
Yes. if it is an extinguishing, it's only an extinguishing of desire. If there is an extinguishing, but it's not extinguishing a desire, it's transforming a desire. Like just this morning,
not extinguishing.
Right. But in a sense, it is the flame of
that we say. We don't extinguish desire, but we purify it. Say it out. But that is not the one, Nirvana.
Well, the way it's interpreted, you know, by the people that practice it, is that you don't extinguish your desires either, but they're transformed into the Buddha principles. You see, this is the meaning of Mahayana Buddhism, is that you learn to identify the desire passions with the Buddha principles, and so they become transformed, so that well, for instance, lust is supposed to be transformed into compassion, and the other passion desires are transformed into this is what I mean by
Nirvana. So they take off your eyes. This is not. And I. Take off your eyes. Then it's Nirvana. And if there's some disease, I'm pure. And that is thing.
Well, whatever the origins for the word may be etymologically, the way it's used by the people that I'm studying with, and the way I understand the meaning of the word is a little different than meaning just sheer nothingness. Sheer nothingness is supposed to be a misunderstanding of what you're buying.
That's all. Understand. That is in the dictionary.
Well, if it is used by people, you have to understand that as it's used, you know, and by the people who are using this word.
In Bali, means I have a peaceful day. Don't you know how to be?
Right. Words change meaning as time goes on. Words, I mean, the root may be one thing, but then as time goes on, the word doesn't remain the same as used by.
Anyway, you can give your own meaning. What do you mean by meaning?
Nirvana is identifying your passion desires with the innate Buddha principles. And just put them.
That's
the symptoms. Hmm?
Symptoms
of life. Is it this one?
What is
this one? The Mahayana Buddhism. The practical result.
Huh?
The practical result is I don't see it as being far different from Krishna consciousness. So the approach may be different.
What is the matter is that is all the thinking of this one. All the love of the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. It is that it is all the thinking of this one. So that is all our relationship to Krishna. What is Krishna? To become the Lord, the Lord, the Lord.
Buddha is Krishna. Buddha is Krishna.
That is Krishna that I know.
If you're aware of Buddha, then you're aware of
Saw from that form of Buddha. Do you know the secret? How I have understanding of Buddha, that he's in Kalispal Krishna. But it's a big name of me.
No, they've rejected the leader.
Yes. We say,
but I'm not trying to set up to argue sect against sect.
Next standing.
No.
This is the concept that we are rejected. We know just like we. Yes, you worry about this. Yes, I know the trouble.
Why would Buddha want to cheat people?
Yes, he said because they did not believe in God. But he's God, therefore he says what I say meaning. That means he's cheating them.
He didn't say that. Buddha didn't say that.
Then why is he studying Buddha philosophy?
Well, he said he's studying Buddha philosophy to arrive at the principle of truth. But what Buddha said was, don't accept anything because I tell it to you, don't accept anything because it's been believed for a long time by many people in many different places. He says, only believe that which you find true for yourself, and that is for your own good and for the good of others.
Then they're teaching him.
He's pointing at how to arrive at principles of truth. This is more of an independent approach. He's not, I don't think he was trying to cheat anybody, but he was trying to...
I'm not cheating this, sometimes I'm telling him, I cheat my dad. The father is not cheating. But sometimes he regrets.
He tells him that the forest little leaves are made out of gold to keep the child from crying.
Yes. So, the father is cheating, he's not cheating. But, from the external point of view, he is cheating. You want something, I give something. That is cheating. But that cheating is good for me. The father cheats the child, it is good for the child. But it is cheating. Therefore, cheating is not always bad.
Yes, a great Buddhist saint once said the same thing. Says that all the scriptures and everything, it means just this. It says, pretending that the forest leaves are made out of gold to keep children from crying. Meaning that you have to arrive at truth from your own self, your own understanding. Nobody can, no blind following as you yourself saying. I remember correctly that you used to preach and say that you shouldn't accept anything blindly.
The Bhagavad Gita is saying, Sanmohara Sudhisham. Not to that here for treating of you as the existing person. They do not believe in the substances, they do not believe in God. But God is there, God would be himself. Okay? In fact, I don't want Taoism, but it's something that you can't do. Someone is there, but I am thinking, he's not coming. Similarly, God is there, Buddha, but they are thinking, they don't believe it. God is there. They want to think about Buddha. Exactly as he worship Krishna. And if he's not guilty, then how can they say it? They don't believe in God. They are made to believe in God in a different way. That is a very good point. But I'm a different story. From higher, from beyond.